Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Support WrestleTalk!
Give us a subscribe.
Making their way to the ring at a combined weight of undeniably sexy, hailing from London, the Wrestle Ramble Podcast!
Hello and welcome to the WWE Fastlane Predictions Baby Show! I'm Ollie Davis, this is El Fakeador Laurie Blake, that's Luke Owen, and Pete from the website's here.
It's Chopper.
Chopper from the website.
Chopper from WrestleTalk.com is here.
Yeah, nowhere else.
Okay, well, it's Fastlane, baby, this Sunday. And, you know, it's one of WWE's biggest shows of the year.
It is the biggest show of the year.
All the big angles pay off at WWE Fastlane, baby. And then you get, like, the rematches at WrestleMania, typically the lower scale thing.
And this is a Fastlane that I was surprised had such a full card, considering it felt like there were a few weeks where there was no card in place. And then, like, in the last 7 days, there's been, like, there's eight matches on this show.
It's because they've gone into fifth gear for Fastlane, baby.
Second gear for so long.
Shield reunion.
You can't do that, though, can you? You can't jump from second gear into fifth in a car.
Absolutely
not,
no.
It flips over. Like that scene in the Casino Royale.
Maybe they've just. Say, I think WWE's just got like automatic. It just put it in D and it goes. You don't know what gear it's in. It's just going.
Well, let's kick off. Unless you've got anything.
Well,
else
I'm just
going to
say, of course, Wrestle League is in effect. This is the well. There's a few more in play. We've got NXT Takeover New York, and WrestleMania is where it will conclude.
Ring of Honor.
All the shows between Royal Rumble and there are fueling the Wrestle League predictions between us three and Chopper's involved as well. And all you pledge hammers on Patreon too. If you pledge $5 a month or more, you can partake against us. We'll dive into the league and where all the standings are at the end of this episode. But first,
it's the kickoff show, baby. It is Rey Mysterio versus Andrade, a feud that has been sort of bubbling over for all of 2019, really. They've had some great matches on SmackDown Live. Then they've been involved in a triple threat last week for the US title, then a fatal four-way this week for the US title. And now, finally, it's getting a pay-per-view payoff on the kickoff show.
On the kickoff
where
show.
We will get a promo for a Ronda Rousey appearance, maybe, later on in the night. That's usually where they kind of go to.
Sam Roberts will say something.
Yeah.
It's controversial.
Is it? And are they on the pre-show because there's no cruiserweight match?
So oh, that's like, a good point.
They're like, oh, we need some flip-de-doos.
Yeah.
And that can't go on the main card. So throw Rey and Andrade out there. They can do all their flip-de-doos and Canadian destroyers. Mm. And that'll get people on watching on YouTube.
Yeah, it's a shame because this really was a great feud. Still is a great feud because just watching those two guys in the ring, they have this insane chemistry. And I feel like I'm watching them invent new wrestling every time I watch them. And they riff off previous spots in matches. This could be an excellent feud if it had a story.
At
the moment, it's just a series of very enjoyable matches. But there's nothing really to sink your teeth into, unfortunately.
But I think that's where this is going to start. I think this is going to start a storyline. Because the original report was that this was going to lead to a tag team of Rey and Andrade.
Ooh.
That you could then see them going for the tag titles at Mania.
Another tag team.
Another tag team, like we need them in WWE at the moment. Unless, of course, you go with my idea and just merge the tag team division together. And at WrestleMania, that's my hope. hope would be a title unification between Raw and SmackDown, and we'll just have one set of tag belts.
Not the Revival.
Well, yeah, quite.
Luckily.
But that, how will they keep people on the roster if they haven't got tag team titles to give to people? I think they're going to introduce more tag team titles.
Yeah, that's
and,
it, yeah.
And this will be the Latino tag team titles for them, yeah.
Absolutely. Anyway, so I'm going to come to you first, Oliver Davis. Rey Mysterio versus Andrade. Who are you thinking of going with?
I am thinking Andrade.
Going with Andrade.
It's really 50-50. This has no outcome, really. It will have no bearing on anything. So it's really 50-50 odds. I'm going to go for Andrade.
Laurie Blake?
My logical sense says Andrade, because Rey Mysterio, being the ultimate underdog, could just bounce back from whatever you had him do. It wouldn't matter if he lost here. And Andrade losing feels a bit more like a serious thing, because he's been on a bit of a downward slope after having a very small upward slope. So I feel like Andrade, but I also feel like the kickoff show is the place where faces go over to make people be like, hey, it's all fun and watch the show. So
you know them as well, don't you?
Yes, they're because good friends of mine, yes.
You do wear the Lucha mask.
I don't think we do this.
No, yeah.
Andrade, please.
Going with Andrade. Oh, this is a tough one, because I'm like you at the moment. I think like it's the pre-show. Maybe you want a babyface to go over. But Rey is also the kind of wrestler that if he takes a pin, like, it doesn't hurt him at all.
No.
And if anything, all it does is elevate Andrade. Like, Rey pinning Andrade doesn't gain him anything, but Andrade gains so much by pinning Rey. But
who's won? Because they've had like a couple of singles encounters already.
I think Andrade mostly.
Was it a 2 out of 3 falls match they had that was really good?
Oh, yeah. I can't remember how that ended, though.
Yeah. I mean, if this was a really good storyline, we would be able to tell these.
Yeah.
These
like, if I ask you, like, what were the match results for Okada Omega, like, in that 18-month build, you could probably tell me.
I could tell you, yeah.
Right now.
Yeah. Oh, right now.
No, I'm not.
Okada
I'm
wins. time limit draw. Omega wins. Omega wins the whole bunch. Yeah.
I'm going to go with Andrade.
Okay, good. We're all safe.
Yeah. And that's more why I'm picking this one.
Yeah. It's best not to. Don't deviate from the flock.
I'm going to foreshadow. I've got one bold prediction, by the way.
And I think I know what your bold prediction is, because I might have the same one. Right. But let's get to that before we get to that. So the Usos versus The Miz and Shane McMahon for the SmackDown Tag Team Championships. Laurie Blake, coming to you first.
Us.
Going Us. Uso Retention.
I feel like this is the beginning of Shane and The Miz having a falling out that might lead to their feud and WrestleMania match. Yes. Something for, you know, Shane wants to get on that card desperately. So well, this is the way to do it.
He's the draw.
Yeah, he is. He's the money.
Here comes the money.
Here comes
Oliver
the
Davis.
Money.
I'm going to say the Usos as well, for the record.
Yeah, I'm going to say the Usos. Man, because I think Miz and Shane will probably win at WrestleMania. I think whatever plans...
Oh, you think they're staying as a tag team?
Yeah. I just feel like...
Rogue.
The original...
what a rogue choice.
The original plan... It's the same choice as you.
Is this your wild prediction that the Miz and Shane are still a tag team by WrestleMania?
The original plan was for Shane McMahon to turn heel. I think that's still going to happen, but they've crapped the bed on so many occasions that they're just going to push it back. So they'll have Shane and Miz have a bit of a run after WrestleMania, and you build into a SummerSlam match between the two.
For the record as well, I've changed my mind. I'm going with Rey Mysterio in the opening match.
What? Well, you can't just... Since when?
Well, I've got the laptop.
Why?
I'm the only one with no access to this document, by the way.
I just thought that, like...
This is why.
I'm just going to do that.
This is why.
Yeah, I'm going to do that for now.
Okay.
I'm changing my mind. But I am sticking with the Usos. And you're going with the Usos as well?
Usos for me.
Usos for you. Next up, we've got The Revival versus Aleister Black and Ricochet. I've only put Aleister Black on the document. Versus Chad Gable and Bobby Roode for the Raw Tag Team Championships.
Who are the champions?
Oh, is it Gable and Roode?
It's the B team, actually. The B team are the champions.
No.
Okay, so I'm going to go with the Revival Retention. I don't see the point in putting the belts back on Gable and Roode, And it appears that Black and Ricochet are getting into SmackDown tag team feuds based off the segment on SmackDown. So it seems to make sense for the Revival to get the win here. And I'm really hoping they'll get a full entrance.
Ooh.
It really felt like the Revival, Aleister Black and Ricochet have just been moved into the slot that DIY was supposed to have. And then Ciampa got injured. I feel like Gable and Rude are in this match entirely to eat a pin.
But it's
and
funny,
not ruin anyone else's momentum.
It's funny you should say that, but the original report was that this was always the direction. Mm. And like that match where the Ciampa got taken out, like they had to change their plans, and it was just, and it then became Black and Ricochet versus the Revival. Mm. The original match for that night was supposed to be DIY versus Black and Ricochet versus Chad Gable and Bobby Roode versus Hawkins and Ryder. Mm. So I think the plan always was to make them a tag team on the main roster.
Mm. But maybe for SmackDown.
Well, yes, quite. Anyway, Oliver Davis, what are you saying?
I don't think WWE have a clue what they're doing.
No?
I think.
A shocking revelation.
I think they're making this up as they go along. I think anyone who tries to book in advance is thwarted on the day of the show.
In all fairness, that's why I'm last.
Yes.
I'm planning ahead.
Yeah, you're thinking like there might be a long term plan. Just going, what's happening today?
Every time, and that's what's always thought.
How
me.
Do I feel right now? That's the mindset you've got to put yourself into. Mm. Am I hungry? Am I thirsty?
I'm just trying to try drive all the context out of my brain.
Did I have a bad rap?
Which is why.
It's like a water diviner.
Ricochet and Aleister Black are going to win the Raw Tag Team titles
way
too early. Hey, I don't want it to happen. It's a terrible idea. But these are predictions.
Okay, so I've gone Revival.
I'm Revival as well.
You've gone Revival as well.
I think that the belts are the only thing stopping the Revival. What you don't realize is the belts are magnetic and they stop them being able to leave. They've got security tags
that's
inside
the other
them
side
and it
of
stops
this as
them
well.
Being able to get out the door.
You take the belts off them, they might go.
Yeah, they might just leave. They're like, well, nothing holding me back now.
Those fake belts have been taken away from me. Perhaps the biggest match of the night, The Shield versus Baron Corbin's mid-card of evil of Baza Corbs, Drew McIntyre, and Bobbles Lashley. Who went first? I went first last time, so Oliver Davis are going to come to you first. Is this where your wild prediction is? Oh, because this is where my wild prediction is.
Huh. Okay. The Shield.
Okay, going with Shield.
Yeah, but for obvious reasons.
Laurie Blake?
So I feel like a wild prediction here would be that the Shield lose because of probably Ambrose. I feel like that could be a thing on the cards. But I also feel like leukemia outweighs that, so maybe we'll just go the Shield.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to say Shield.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to put this out there. There is every chance that Baron Corbin scores the pin over Roman Reigns and sets up a WrestleMania match between the two.
Cool.
Oh, God.
I'm just putting it out there.
I feel sorry for Drew.
If they are going to do a WrestleMania match between Baron and Roman, which they appear to be setting up based on the promos from Raw, then what does Roman gain by beating Baron twice?
Yeah, true.
Again, you're thinking too much.
You're doing brain.
This isn't a long-term storyline.
No.
They're not setting up WrestleMania things. They needed three guys to face the Shield. There were three guys there.
I'm going to be so mad now if Baron Corbin pins Roman
Reigns. I just think ultimately I feel really bad for Drew McIntyre because last year Roman was the champion and we had all this talk about like the next big challenger and probably the person to take the title off of Roman at WrestleMania was going to be Drew McIntyre. And then Roman, leukemia came back sadly. He has to vacate the title. And I think the person who came off worst of this leukemia was Drew McIntyre, is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, I was going to say, well, Roman's in remission now.
So Roman's fine, and like pretty much has gone straight back to where he was. Drew is now foil to Baron Corbin.
There was a period in time when we were saying, like, he needs to be part of that triple threat at Crown Jewel. Like, you need to strap the rocket to him now and make him the Universal Champion and push him as, like, the big main event heel on Raw.
Yeah.
And they went with Brock Lesnar, who's never there.
But then you wouldn't have all that momentum for Braun Strowman.
Oh, I suppose that
is
right.
Do you think
that
maybe it's just because they're really concerned about the title getting dirty, and that's why they gave it to Brock, because for most weeks it can just stay in the box.
Yeah,
I was going to say, because he's probably wearing it while he's hunting. So it's going to get really dirty then.
He doesn't care about the belt. What does
he's using it as target practice?
What does Chopper think?
He agrees with me.
Okay.
Cool. Coming up next for the SmackDown Women's Championship is Ollie Davis's favorite feud on SmackDown currently, the perfectly booked Asuka versus Mandy Rose. This is where
this
it comes in.
This is the one.
Okay.
No.
No. No.
Are you saying it's Mandy Rose? Oh,
this show is too predictable. This show is too predictable, which means something stupid is going to happen.
You say stupid though, Ollie, but we keep getting told when it's unpredictable and there's wild title changes, it's better.
Vince McMahon is looking at this card thinking, huh, all this, you know, there's no shock surprise things. So Asuka hasn't been doing anything. All momentum is stripped from her. Mandy's going to win the title from her.
Oh, God.
Again, I'm not condoning this. I'm just... This is what I think might happen.
I'm saying Asuka.
The blonde nail in her coffin. Asuka, I'm going with.
Okay. I mean, I just wanted to echo Ollie Davis' thoughts.
I quit WWE if it's the other way around.
Echo Ollie Davis' thoughts. Vince McMahon might look at this card and be like, there's no blonde people winning. And that's why Mandy Rose
because Charlotte's going to lose.
Because we think Charlotte might lose in the main event. And you can't have all the blondes lose. So... Could be every chance that Mandy wins.
We should have had we've got a bonus prediction, but we should have had when does Lacey Evans come out?
Yeah. Oh, where were you earlier?
Sorry. Because it's probably this match.
Yeah, most likely. Actually, and that would be right because I think they're going to do Asuka Lacey Evans at Mania. And I think Mandy Rose is going to be... I think they're going to do a fatal four-way for the women's tag team titles at Mania. I think it'll be Boss and Hug versus... The Riot Squad versus Fire and Desire versus Io and Kairi Sane.
Got to get everyone on the card.
Absolutely.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Speaking of those WWE Women's Tag Team Championships, segue, it is the Boss and Hug Connection versus Nia Jax and Tamina for those coveted belts. Laurie Blake, I'm going to come to you first.
Who do you think? Boss and Hug.
You're going Boss and Hug.
Okay. Yeah, well, I think we're all Boss and Hug here.
Yeah, I'm going B&H.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any better way of devaluing those belts almost immediately than by putting them on Nia Jax and Tamina.
Quite. Right, well, that's that. Coming up next, it's for the WWE Championship. It's Daniel Bryan versus Kevin Owens. I'm going to go first, and I'm going to say, unsurprisingly, DB.
Why?
Because I think they're going to do Daniel Bryan versus Kofi at Mania, or, as I was saying on the SmackDown review, my worst-case scenario, a fatal four-way, more multi-man matches, that's what the card needs, of Owens versus Kofi versus Ali versus, who have I said, Brian.
Well, what's the best, the best way to set that up is a DQ finish here,
mm-hmm.
where Owens wins, but the title does ridiculously not change hands.
So you saying Owens?
I'm not saying Owens, actually. I'm going to say Brian, but I think that's a strong possibility.
I'm going to say a suggestion. But it's not my brother.
Well, that's annoying because that
freaking pot kettle black over here.
That was one of my suggestions. So there's multiple things that could happen here from the rumours. Like Sami Zayn may return and either help Kevin Owens or cost him the title, setting up a match for them two somewhere down the line that would just be a replay of one of the best feuds of the modern era, I think. But I'm going to say it's a DQ. And okay. Kevin Owens wins.
So Owens is Owens. I'm going to put via DQ.
I mean, there's no all that Luke Harper stuff's gone really cold.
Yeah,
no one's talking about that now.
No,
because I think with this as well, because like Owens could win via DQ, possibly just through interference of the New Day, and that gives him an ability to then stick himself into the Mania match, and then it might be a triple threat.
That's interesting. How the New Day.
Because then you could also do, you could then also do Owens does a heel turn sometime between now and Mania. Kofi, if he was going to win the title. Beating two heels is better than beating one heel, surely.
Owens is a babyface.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Owens turns. And then Kofi against heel Owens, heel Bryan, in a Mania match for the title.
I mean, it's the WWE way. Let's convolute this.
More things, yeah.
Yeah, let's put more things on there.
You're all suspended. There will be no match.
Things. Booking.
Yeah, absolutely. And the last match on the card, it's Charlotte Flair versus Becky Lynch with the stipulation that if Becky wins, she will be added to the WrestleMania main event match of Charlotte versus Ronda Rousey. Maybe I should go first. So I think there is every chance that Charlotte's winning here.
Yep, I was going to say the same.
I think there's every chance that Charlotte is winning here and they just do more stuff.
It's just the kind of twist this story needs.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
It's been so static.
Yeah. It's been,
And by the way that this feud has gone since the Rumble, there is every chance that Charlotte is winning here. Mm. And we just have to go through more weeks before Becky gets added to the match. Bearing in mind that her current t-shirt on WWE.com is WrestleMania. And it is just, I'm at WrestleMania this year. So maybe we do need to delay this further. So I do think there is every chance that Charlotte is winning. And I may... I should have thought about this
more.
It's
a bold one there. Well, I'm going to say Becky Lynch still.
You're going to say Becky.
But I think there is a... It's not as clear cut as it seems to be. Not from a storytelling perspective, but just from trying to second guess Vince McMahon going, no, let's confuse things.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think Becky.
You're thinking Becky?
And I think now's the time to start just genuinely building this match. Like, we've been putting off the idea of this match, shifting the parameters and going, it's not happening, this is happening instead, this new thing is going to happen.
Oh, you want it, you can't have it.
If we're going to just have this match and build to it, now's the time to just start, like, lock it down.
Yeah.
This will be the first thing, like, well, apart from Rollins-Lesnar, this will be the next thing on the card. Let's just go build this match properly. Because otherwise you can just do what you've done with Rollins and take him off TV mostly. Like, it doesn't really come out. Lesnar's not coming out. So, yeah. Either get him off telly, build now.
I'm going to say Flair.
Oh, no!
I think that's, you're at the bottom of the
well,
thing.
I know. And I was just looking back at the things and be like, if I go with Becky, at worst case scenario, I might then be drawing with Ollie. Like, worst
desperation. The desperation I can smell over here. It's a Hail Mary, of a pathetic degree.
It's a shame you don't have a Joker to play where you get like triple points.
There. Yeah, I could really do with one of those.
Maybe we should introduce that. That will be so good for Andy trying to keep track of everything.
He'll love
absolutely,
it.
Absolutely, yeah. Right, and the final question, our bonus question for the show. It unfortunately was not, when will Lacey Evans make her appearance? That's a much better suggestion. What we have gone with, though, is how many times will the WrestleMania sign be pointed at throughout the show?
Three.
Three from Ollie Davis. Which three do you think it will be?
Becky. Seth Rollins. And frickin' Shane McMahon. I don't know.
Bearing in mind as well, there could be multiple points in one match.
Oh,
And Ronda might be there. Yeah, you know what she's like.
Kofi's there.
Yeah, maybe this is what the Lacey Evans thing has been building up to. She walks down after the Asuka match. She doesn't turn. She points to the WrestleMania sign, and then she turns around and walks back.
Ooh. Yeah, that's annoying. I'm sticking with three.
Laurie Blake. Well, I'm trying to do some calculations.
Five. I'm gonna say.
Hi.
I'm gonna say just in case there is a point where someone's having an argument and one goes, and the other one goes.
That quick consecutive.
I'm building in, yeah. Because the other problem is you could go like 40, and like Andy Datson said, like what if Kalisto comes out and goes Lucha, Lucha, Lucha? But he's under the WrestleMania sign.
So
does that count?
Five. I'm going to say eight. So I'm thinking it is. I think the Revival are going to point to it. I think that we'll get one between Baron Corbin and Roman Reigns.
Is the Revival 2 points?
Oh, it might be, yeah.
I would say individual points.
Each individual point, per finger.
Okay.
What if someone points to the whole
I might upgrade to nine then. I might even go to 10 because I think both Roman and Baron will point.
And these are extended arms.
Yes.
Not just gestures. Like,
no, these have to be like finger point to the Mania sign.
Yeah.
I think we're going to get the Lacey Evans point. I think Banks and Bailey are going to point. They've been desperate to do that. I think we're going to get a Kofi point. And I think Charlotte, Becky, and Ronda are all going to point.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
So I'm upgrading to 10.
I broke Chopper.
You leave Chopper alone.
So I've gone with 10. Ollie Davis has gone with a
very... Get it together, Chopper.
Ollie Davis has gone with a very concerned...
Get it together, Chopper.
A very concerned...
So close to the end.
And Laurie Blake has gone with 5.
He loves a pun.
Okay, so that is all of our predictions. Let's go over the Wrestle League standings. Currently in last place, it's yours truly with 8 points. Then it is Ollie Davis with 11. And Laurie Blake way out in the lead, at least compared to me, with 13.
After you won the inaugural season, me and Luke drew last. So that means in the overall standings, where we've got like, 700 people on Patreon all taking part in this, Laurie's joint third, I'm joint fifth, and Luke is joint eighth.
I think
it goes down to 14th place.
Yes. Bottom half of the table, like Everton every season.
So shout out to Chapel and Christopher McEver, who are both on 2 points out of a possible, I think, 30?
Yep.
They only booked one pay-per-view, or they've done Luke Owens booking for every single...
No, I think they have done both of them, but they might also be, because apparently, according to Randy Datson, whenever you get a field that you can just type anything into, the number one thing that comes up in the things is Ollie Davis's mum. So they could well have just put Ollie Davis's mum for the winners of a lot of matches.
But shout out also to the people at joint first, all with 15 points. Brian Aseppi, who is a WrestleTalk writer, I believe.
Which really annoys Randy Datson.
Eric Cumanail, Dactron, David A. Thornton, Draven125, Jack Woolhead, James Rance, and Mr. Swifty.
Swifty.
Yep.
So yeah, that's that. They are well in the lead
with 15 points each.
And if you want to get involved, go over to Patreon and just pledge $5 or more a month, and you can get in on this weekend's predictions. And like, you can partake in all the ones up to WrestleMania, but you can do just this pay per view if you want, or you can do the larger thing. But you'll already be behind for the larger thing, so
absolutely,
maybe it's just for this Sunday.
But it's good fun. It's a good lark. We've got a great community over there.
Just love to have fun.
We do. We just love to have fun. Also, there's a whole host of other goodies you can get over there, like our reviews of classic pay-per-views. We've recently just posted up our review of Elimination Chamber 2011, featuring The Miz versus Jerry Lawler. Mm-hmm. And on Monday, we posted up Ramble Club, where the three of us sit down, have some drinks, and talk about a lot of nonsense for... 2 hours. Woo. We talked about nonsense for.
Yeah, and you needed to go somewhere.
And I needed to drive to Minehead. So loads of great stuff over there. And you can submit questions to the mailbag, this, that, and the other. Closing for Wrestle League Season 1 Fastlane 2019 edition form. More words. Is 3 p.m. GMT on Sunday. Just want to get that.
That's
out
when
now.
The predictions have to be in.
Yes, your predictions
if
have to
those
be in
words it. Didn't make sense together.
Yeah, I was still trying to work out what you were saying.
It's like a
it's
list.
Like, it's like Martin's mob files that he names.
It's a very private joke.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.